Well, I hate to break up this stage wait, gentlemen, but we're here for an audition. So if you don't mind, Frankie, we'd like to hear a song.
Okay, Judy, I'd like to sing this number especially for you and for Bing. It's a song that's liked equally well by both generations. You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday divine, when all the things you are mine. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things that I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and that moment divine when all the things
great. Who was that?
Thank you, Frankie. That was wonderful.
Yes, Frankie, that was grand.
Yes, I can't get over the way you've improved, Frank.
Well, thanks, Bob.
Why, a few years ago, you were an unknown who couldn't sing a lick. Today, they know you.
Well,
wait for my roars. Wait.
Well, Bob, whatever I am today, I owe to Crosby. Bing, I've been listening to your records for years.
Both of them?
Really, Frank? Really, have you, Frank?
Yes, Bing, and the very first time I heard you sing, I made up my mind I was going to be exactly like you.
Well, that's flattering, and in all sincerity, Frank, I want to tell you that you have a great voice. When I listen to you sing, I wonder how all that beautiful music can come out of a rag, a bone, and a hank of hair.
Well, at least I have a hank of hair.
What did he say?
Anyway, the audition is over. Crosby sang, Sinatra sang. Bob, the decision is now up to you.
Well, after all, I've been associated with Crosby for years. I know just how good he is. There's only one decision I can make. Sinatra.
Wait a minute. Did you say Sinatra?
That's what I said. That's what the man said. He sure said that.
Well, Bob, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Huh?
You ignore a fine singer like Crosby and pick a skinny little squirt like me?
Okay, if you feel that way about it, I'll pick Crosby.
What? You turn down a really great singer like Sinatra and pick a fat old geezer like me?
Let me out of here. I want to look for Dick Haynes.
came down here to choose a leading man, and I'm going to have one whether he's a fat old man or a squirt.
Well, how about me?
I don't want both.
I'd like to start over, too. Say, look, what's wrong with you guys? You had a contest, and I named Sinatra the winner. Why don't you abide by my decision?
I don't want any of your decisions. I'm mad at you.
Mad at me? Why?
Well, for what you do to my pal Bing. Every Tuesday night on your program, you tell people his horses can't run. His adenoids need simonizing. Yeah. And that the stork visits his house every week. Yeah. You shouldn't say those things, even if they are true.
Look, kid, do me a favor and stay off my team, will you?